The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We're going to talk about a little poker, a lot of other stuff. Let's just do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On.
For Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master, if you want to get in. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. Put odds on everything. So, technically percentages, we know that for you sticklers, but what are the percentages Wednesday sounds absolutely stupid. So, it's odds. What are the odds I make it through this whole show? I'm suddenly not feeling very well.
Why not?
I don't know why.
You were out too late playing poker last night?
I was out pretty late playing poker, but that's not why. I mean, I thought, you know, how you thought you weren't feeling that great yesterday.
Yeah, I felt like crap yesterday.
I'm kind of feeling like that today.
I feel a little bit better today. I'm still not feeling 100%.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling better. I don't know what's going
on. Well, I think I know what happened yesterday when I went out for my run. The first half of the run, it was really hot. And then the cold front came through. And so I think it messed with my body. And I think I'm coming down with something because my voice isn't quite right either. I was trying to sing Van Halen in the car on the way here, and not happening. But did go and play poker last night at Lions.
And?
Fantastic place. Those guys do a great job running that tournament. Najib and all of them, man, it's first class all the way. Even their membership card is nicer than the one that I get at the Golden Nugget.
Look at you.
I mean, it's first class operation all the way. 75 people in that tournament last night.
Yeah.
And I finished ninth, which...
That didn't get you $3,000.
No, it didn't get me $3,000. It got me about $150.
Okay.
But the reality is, you'll almost never hear me say this. I was happy to finish ninth because I never had any kind of hands whatsoever and was short stacked the entire way. And managed to milk that short stack all the way to ninth place.
All right.
So, which is not fun. I'm pretty good at doing that. I hate doing it. Because you have to just be patient, 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 and which kind of is, it's one of those things. It's counterintuitive to when you have a short stack. It's like, I need to get chips.
Right.
But if you just, if you sit there and wait and wait and wait and you're patient, then you can double up. And then hopefully you get another double up and it gets going. I never got the second double up. And when I went out, I got in pretty good. By then, the blinds were 10,000, 20,000. And I had, I think, 60,000 in chips. So... I wasn't going to last much longer like that, but I got pocket nines against ace king. I'll take that every time in that situation, and king in the window, and that was it.
That'll do.
But I tell you what, fun place to play. So, some really good players, some not so good players, so kind of standard, but a lot of nice people. I had so much fun playing with those guys, and my next door neighbor wound up chopping for first.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he played great. So,
so what do you get, 15 hundo?
A little more than that, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but it was, I highly recommend that place, and not just because they advertise with us and we talk about them, but I will be back, believe me. And,
all right.
I was hoping to go tonight, but I'm not feeling that great, and I guess I got some work I have to get caught up on, but,
you don't want to turn into, like, full-blown degenerate.
Well, I kind of do, yeah. I mean,
it's one thing to do it every night when we're in Vegas, because, that's Vegas. And
right, but I've also got a
free... Here you've got some responsibilities.
But I've also got a free pass this week, because wife's out of town.
It's true.
And it's going to become an issue when she's in town. So I'm kind of, maybe she'll just decide to move to London. That'd be okay. So, see you in a year or so. But I'm hoping to get back out there, maybe play some cash on Saturday before I go pick her up at the airport. So
good for you.
But yeah, it's one of those things. I'm probably not going to be able to get out there as much as I would like. But, I'm telling you, man, what a cool place. I have nothing but good stuff to say about it.
All right.
And all the players were cool, too. I enjoyed it. I'm curious. I just asked the listener something. One of the things that we talked about doing was like a beginner's $40 buy-in, one table sit and go, and do it where it's instruction. Like, we're talking about all the hands. We're going over stuff, why you played things a certain way. So it's not really much money, but it's more of a lesson type thing. I wonder if people would be interested in that. If so, shoot me a text on the text line at 713-780-3776 and let me know. Because if enough people were interested in that, we'd put that together over there. Because I think it might be a fun thing to do and, you know, kind of go through some strategy and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Like, you would be the instructor?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And yeah, because I really like that. And there were a couple people last night that were really good players that were talking hands through and stuff like that. And, I mean, I'm still learning. I still learn every time I play.
Yeah.
But I just think, yeah, because I kind of do that at my house sometimes where I have people over that are trying to get into it. And we kind of do that. So I was just wondering if that's something that people would be interested in on, you know, more of a larger scale and doing it over at Lions. So, anyway, that's my poker for the day.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of people are interested.
Cool. Then it shall be.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. I'll get with Najib.
It won't be hard to be a one table thing then.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, maybe we do more than one. It just depends on how many people we get to sign up. And yeah, I think it'd be fun. 713-780 ESPN's your number if you want to get in. Jeez. And about 25 texts already. God. Okay. I guess there's interest. Nice. All right. So, Willie Taggart. Official.
It's official.
Did you see what the Oregon AD had to say?
And I did not.
Said he lied.
Oh.
Basically said they asked him if he was.
Okay. By the way, that's what coaches do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's why you can't trust most of them. But he was asked Friday if he'd be back at Oregon next season. And he said, why wouldn't I be? I'm the football coach. You guys are asking me like you're trying to get me out of here or something. And he said, when asked if Florida State had contacted him about the vacancy, he responded, no, so can we move on now? Well, they'd obviously contacted him about the vacancy. So he flat out lied about it. I don't know. I don't know how you answer these. I think the best way is, you know, right now I'm the head coach here. And I'm happy to be here, something like that. But I think when you just outright lie, that's a bad look.
It is, but it's tough.
But I know, what do you do?
If you tell the truth, then what?
Yeah, well, you can't say, well, I'm talking to him, but right. I don't know if I'm going to get the job.
I mean, you could say, oh, no, they're talking to my agent. I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
Which is probably more the truth.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't want to be too critical of people because I don't know how I would react to that.
I don't know what I'd say either.
Like if you were talking to another station and somebody asked you, I mean, I'd probably, I don't know what I would say.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because you don't necessarily want that to get out, but at the same time, you don't want to lie to people.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I don't know what what Willie Taggart should say in that situation. I think I will say this. It's tough when you're talking to players and recruits. I feel like you should. I don't know what you say to them either, because I don't think you should lie to them, because that's.
I don't think you should lie to your boss either. I don't think you should lie to your athletic director. You say, look, they've contacted me. I'm interested. I know it sucks because I've only been here a year, but, you know, of course, if you do that, then they just say, fine, you're fired.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's no right answer. I mean, and this is a tale as old as time. I don't think that there is a right answer, or you're going to come up with one, but it's obviously a weird situation, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
He's gone. Move on.
Yeah, and frankly, I think Oregon might wind up being better for this because I think I'm still not 100% sold on Willie Taggart as a head coach at that level. And, you know, I am not a fan of guys doing that after 1 year, as I've said in the past. And, you know, I always say do what's best for you. But you also made a commitment. And I think when a school commits to you like that, you should put a little more into it than 1 year. That's all. And, you know, I know there's no loyalty because they can fire you after a year, but you get a nice payout. Yeah, I'm not sure I have the answer. Any answers, really. I'm just full of questions today.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I think my favorite story, and I think John has the audio on this, is Clinton Portis talking about taking shots of Hennessy before games. Did you see that?
No.
John, do you have that?
Myself, Santana, and Sean, prior to the game, we would take a little shot, like, you know, take a little shot.
Vodka?
Little
shot. What are you taking for shot of?
We were drinking Hennessy. So, okay. Me, Santana, and Sean, we did this for a year and a half before anyone knew. It was never 2, 3, 4 shots. It was, you know what, here it go. Let's go let's go ball.
Right.
From that point, we did it every game.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Coach Zorn come in, and... Oh, yeah, guys are taking sips for Sean.
It bothered me when that happened, too, because we was doing it way prior to him getting here, and it got to the wrong people.
So I'd never heard this story before.
Yeah, because it wasn't meant to be told. I mean, it's something that we just did that we didn't want to be magnified. We didn't want it to be about us because we did it, and we went out there and played the game in football the way we know how to play.
So then what happened? What happened after that?
Lost a lot of us. You know, he said that, and that kind of lost us together when it came to him. Like, man, he spoke of that name wrong. You know, that's kind of like a low blow. Like, don't bring his name up in that way.
Hmm. All right. So, I'm thinking we should do a shot of Hennessy before every show now.
I'm not really a big Hennessy guy either. John?
I'm not, but... Hennessy is kind of an Asian drink.
Well, I mean, let's get Mr. Gow to buy us a bottle of Hennessy.
I think that's a good plan.
And we'll do a shot before the show, and we'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
Shot's not going to do anything for us.
Yeah. I mean, it might for you.
Yeah. No, a shot of Hennessy is fine.
You can handle that?
Yeah.
I think one shot of anything would be pretty meaningless to this group.
What about like 151 for Jong?
That might do some damage.
Now, the way he was talking, I mean, I don't think a shot would have done anything for them either, because I figured they're big guys, they can, and I'm sure they can drink a lot too. So.
Well, but then again, we don't know how big their shot was either.
That's true.
Usually, like if you go and you have to pay for one, a shot's pretty small. But if you're doing one in your own place with your own alcohol, a shot can be half a glass. I mean, at least it can be for me. I can't speak for everyone.
I feel like if I said, let's pour a shot, that's 1.5 ounces. Anything more than that, we'd have to consider like we're having a drink.
Or... Not if we're shooting it. So I 2.5 ounces, that's still a shot to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you don't want me pouring shots at a party.
Yeah,
because especially
if I'm the one paying for it.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, because 1.5 ounces is officially a shot. So that's what I would normally, like if someone takes a shot, I think, oh, that's 1.5 ounces. If someone takes 3, that's a double. Any more than 3, I think, is like a drink.
But if you're shooting it, it's still a shot.
Okay.
It's like shotgunning a beer, right? That's where the phrase came from.
I guess so. I mean, it's still...
It's just a bigger shot.
Hmm.
So there'll be normal shot size and then Falcon shot size.
Okay.
How's that? Right,
that's fine.
Does that work for you?
That works.
All right. And, guys, I got to tell you about my bookie. And if you're looking to pick up a little extra cash for the holidays, well, guess what? They're here. You need to go buy gifts? Well, you might want to win some money. And guess where you can do that? My bookie. Because there's college football. There's pro football. College basketball. Pro basketball. Hockey. Horse racing. You name it. Every day, there's plenty for you to bet. Tennis. You can get on there and bet tennis if you like. And the best part is, when you win, super fast payouts. So you can go buy those gifts with your winnings and do it fast. Where you bet's just as important as who you're betting on. MyBookie's the only site I use now. And you should just check them out for yourself. You know, you don't have to believe me. You can go and check them out, and you'll see odds for everything. And the best part is a mobile site. And a very, very good mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Join now. My bookie will match your initial deposit with up to a 50% bonus. So it's a little extra money for you. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's my bookie.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, guys, got to tell you guys about Republic Harley-Davidson. The moment you step into the showroom, you're going to be blown away by these guys. You're talking about a huge selection of new and pre-owned Harley-Davidsons, and they're open 7 days a week during the holiday hours. That means you've got plenty of time to go check out and test drive that new or used Harley that you've been dreaming about. And Republic understands this. They understand there's a handful of dealerships in the Houston area. They know it. And in fact, there's three of them closer to my house than Republic, but I still make the trip down there because I know that they care. I know that I'm getting the best. I'm getting the best with them. They're committed to making a trip to their dealership the best experience possible. Whether you're an experienced rider or someone new to the lifestyle, Republic Harley-Davidson can help you out. They've got an award-winning service department. They'll keep your Harley operating at peak performance. I know because they do it for me. If you need riding lessons or you want to learn to ride or ride better, do it the Harley-Davidson way. Give them a call today. Sign up for the new rider course or the skilled rider course to take your skills to the next level. And, of course, the rider in your life wants more Harley gear for Christmas. Come check out Republic Harley-Davidson's wide selection. They've got clothing, riding gear, memorabilia, helmets, sunglasses, hats, boots. They've got it all. And, guys, they've got financing for everyone. And, like I said, they open 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway down there in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. They're going to make it worth your while. Online at RepublicHD.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece got war and peace inside my DNA.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Happy to take your phone calls. So bring some One of the Odd stuff.
Limey Bar Stewart says, do Hennessy this week. I'll bring you Fernet for next week.
Yeesh. And we don't actually have Hennessy. And
yeah, we'll have to find some.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some lying around here somewhere. I think that's one thing I'm going to do in my office is I'll put alcohol in my office so we have it.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to go full on.
That's a real good idea.
Well, and I have a lock on my little desk so people can't steal it. Because you know they'll steal it. I mean, they're still in my damn chair.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Although, I think I got through to them because my chair was in there today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I know it's
not. No one was in there using your office?
No. So far, so good. But I was only there for about 20 minutes today. I did most of my work from home. But, yeah. Not said he would love to drink with me, but he would have me laid out within 2 hours because he's a professional drinker. I might take that challenge.
So I'd love to see it.
Although
there are very few things I enjoy more watching than Fred getting drunk. That is a fun time.
Although I have cut way back recently, where I'm not like getting stupid anymore. I mean, every now and then,
it's disappointing.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you get old. Well, I'm trying to get back in shape for running and stuff, so I'm cutting back.
Okay.
I'm not drinking myself to pass out mode every night. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just basically I'm taking two or three nights off a week, and I'm only having a couple on other nights. One day a week, maybe I'll go after it.
I'm sorry. This news just broke right when we started our show. Apparently, the Seattle Times Sports is reporting a lawsuit filed against Warren Moon accuses the quarterback, former quarterback, of sexually assaulting, harassing, and drugging his executive assistant.
Oh, no. Drugging her, huh?
Warren.
Okay, so add him to the list.
Warren Cosby, is that what we're talking about here? It's not good.
So this, hold on, I gotta...
Has Warren Moon said anything about it?
I don't see anything. Apparently, he required her to wear a thong underwear and share his bed during business trips.
I thought everybody's executive assistant did that, though.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
The lawsuit was filed on Monday in Orange County, California. And she says that he grabbed her crotch during a trip to Seattle this year. And the suit further accuses Moon of pulling off the women's bathing suit after slipping a drug into her drink during a separate trip to Mexico in October.
Oh, boy. Well.
And no comment.
No comment from Mr. Moon?
Well, a publicist for Moon's company in California did not return phone calls or an email seeking comment.
Okay.
And when the team, they contacted the team, and when the team reached by the Seattle Times on Wednesday afternoon, had no immediate comment as well.
Man. Well, that's not good, obviously. You probably got to know Warren at some point, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is this like a shocking thing to you? I've only talked to him a couple times at the Super Bowl, so I don't really know.
No. Not even the least bit shocking.
Okay.
So, in fact, if we'd had a pool, he would have been a draft pick of mine, I think. So.
Yeah, because the story also details a couple of other incidents he had in the 90s with his wife and a cheerleader.
Yep, there were all kinds of rumors about, 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll talk about some the new coaches' hot seat rankings in the NFL now that Ben McAdoo is dead.
Yes.
So who do you think is number one on the list? Well, we'll play this game because usually you nail these things really well. We have seven guys on the list.
Okay. I mean, Hugh Jackson has to be pretty
high. Jackson is number one on the list.
Okay.
1-27 in his Cleveland Browns career.
Yeah, that's not good. At some point, we get it to rebuild, but you need to see some kind of progress.
Yeah,
right?
And I think the guy can coach, but I haven't seen it from him. Okay. Number two.
This might be wrong, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, because I feel like he was on the hot seat before. And this hasn't been a good year. How about Chuck Pagano?
Chuck Pagano, number five on the list. Very good guess.
Okay.
He's kind of like in the O'Brien mode.
It's like they're saying, okay, well, we'll wait and see until he's got Andrew Luck
because
again.
It's not like they play hard still.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a ton of talent to work with. So, okay, number five, Chuck Pagano.
How about Vance Joseph?
Vance Joseph, about him number yesterday. Four on the list.
Okay. This is a tough game.
But now you're getting, I told you there were seven names and three guesses. You've gotten three out of seven. Okay. So it's just, you've got number four, five, and one.
What about Dirk Cutter?
Dirk Cutter is number six on the list. Also very good.
Going the wrong way, though.
It is going the wrong way.
What about Marvin Lewis?
Marvin Lewis, number three.
Ooh, okay.
On the list.
Back in the game.
So what do I need here?
2-7?
2-7. And I'll give you one hint. They're both in the NFC.
John Fox.
John Fox is number two.
Oh, okay.
So, and they have the worst offense, and Mitch Trubisky sucks. So, there you go. One more to guess.
Other NFC team that's been massively disappointing.
I wouldn't say massively disappointing.
Can't be Arizona.
It's not Arizona.
This is probably a dumb guess. How about Jason Garrett?
Not a dumb guess, but Jay Gruden. You were in the right division. He got six out of seven.
It's
pretty
bad.
Good.
It's not bad. All right, I'll take it.
And if you'd like to know who was number one each week, Week one, it was Chuck Pagano. Week two, Marvin Lewis. Week three, Marvin Lewis. Remember, they start off winless. Yeah. Week four, Hugh Jackson. Week five, Hugh Jackson. Week six, Hugh Jackson. Week seven, Chuck Pagano. Week eight, Hugh Jackson.
Jeez.
Week nine, Ben McAdoo. Week 10, Ben McAdoo. Week 11, Hugh Jackson. Week 12, Ben McAdoo.
Okay.
Week 13, Hugh Jackson once again takes over the top spot.
Well, only because Ben McAdoo finally fell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
At least they had him number one when he fell. That's good.
Yeah, they were pretty good with this. Yeah. So your guesses were very good. I'm going to give you an A-plus for that.
Yeah.
6 out of 7. It's damn good. And that seventh one was kind of hard.
I mean, it was a tough one.
Yeah. Because you could have guessed Jason Garrett. You could have guessed Bruce Arians. You could have guessed.
Bruce Arians was what I thought, but I didn't. I was like, they won't fire him.
Yeah.
So, I should have guessed Jake Gruden. That probably would have been better.
Yeah.
Dallas did just beat them. I mean, I guess it.
Yeah. But, and their thinking is that it's basically because it's Daniel Snyder. If you don't, basically the last head coach to reach a fifth season under Daniel Snyder does not exist. So, especially if Cousins doesn't come back, you may want to have to just blow up the whole thing. All right. Guys, let me tell you about a great gift.
Omaha!
A great gift. A fantastic gift. For the guy who has everything, or the girl who has everything, or just for yourself. And you can take care of it with a click of the mouse. Man, this is a great gift to get if you just don't want to have to mess with the holiday malls and all that stuff. Then let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. For how only $49.99, you get my family gift pack. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Fred in the search bar. That's 75% off. The food's fantastic. And this if you're having a holiday party and you just want to cook for everybody, you can do that. This will cover it. You want to get it as a gift? You can do that. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything that you get for less than $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Fred in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Texter, what are the odds Savage has more interceptions than Fred has ex-wives? Yeah, he's got me beat.
Yeah.
6 to 2.5.
He's got you doubled.
Yeah, well, it'll probably be 3.5 at some point. She's going to upgrade.
Even then, I mean, you think he's going to not throw another pick for this year? I mean,
no. So yes, what are some tips to follow when playing blackjack? I don't really play blackjack, so I can't help you with that.
Oh, I can tell you how to consistently lose money playing blackjack. I got you there, bud.
Yeah. A lot of people saying just, we were talking about the coaches and what you say. And just, I say here, I'm only going to talk about the job I have right now. It's probably the best answer.
But you can't say that to your players.
No. I think your players you have to be honest with.
Yeah.
So. Take a phone call. Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Hey, we got a what are the odds for you? What are the odds LiAngelo Ball gets drafted before Kaepernick gets signed?
I think Kaepernick's got a better chance.
Yeah. Boy, that's like, let's pull 2 push-button topics into one.
Yeah.
Very creative. 49, I say, Fred, what did you think about Jerome's column about O'Brien? I didn't read it. I think it's behind the paywall. I'm not paying for it.
But he told us what it was yesterday.
Yeah. So, I respectfully disagree. I respect Jerome's opinions, but I think he's wrong on that one.
It's all right.
Yeah, and I wrote pretty much the opposite. What are the odds someone ends up in Oregon?
I think it's very possible. It's still just so weird that would be the case, that those three schools would basically just play like a carousel. Like a,
yeah.
Everybody would move up one spot. It was very strange.
Yeah. Let's try Brian. What's up, Brian? Brian, you're on. And now you're there. Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with bad phones.
Yeah. If you're not there when we go to you, and don't call back because you don't get a second chance on the show. Sorry. Casino J wants to know, what are the odds Aggie wins the SEC title in the next 5 years?
I'm going to go 5%, 10%.
What year does Saban leave? Would be my question.
In the next 5 years?
Yeah.
I don't think he does.
At some point, that dude's going to get bored.
Yeah, at some point. I don't think it's now, though.
Why wouldn't it be now? And what else is there for him to do?
It's true.
Philip asked, when's
his contract end?
Never. He's got like a 4,000-year contract.
Yeah.
Until he dies. He's like Bear Bryant.
He should.
And then they'll dig him up. What are the odds the photo I texted you was received from Philip? 0%. If you text us images, they don't show up in the text line.
Yeah. You'll have to tweet that.
Yeah. Sorry. But,
2024.
Oh, man.
Yeah, same
he just,
as...
He just signed an extension.
Same as Jimbo Fisher's was for Florida State, so...
Yeah. So, I'll go with that 5%.
Real Bad Monkey says we need a blitz harassment bracket. Well, I think...
there's too many.
Yeah.
Like, who's the worst?
I'm pretty sure that Barry and them did that when they were doing their show in Beaumont. Because I drafted Newman from Seinfeld on mine.
But that's like deciding who's next. We're talking about like bracketing all the people who have already been busted.
Oh, doing like a bracket? Yeah, that makes sense.
And see who the
most... Cosby's going to win.
He's the champion. He's got to be.
Yeah, I guess it depends. You could get a matchup where you have an upset.
Yeah.
But I would feel like Cosby...
Harvey Weinstein's pretty gross, though.
Yeah. See, in Cosby's case, it's weird because he wouldn't need to do that to get women. Harvey Weinstein probably did need to do that to get women.
Yeah. And the women that Cosby assaulted were asleep. Like, women had to actually look at Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
I mean, that's vile.
Well, that's two number one seeds right there.
I think they're the two, and they're the two front runners.
Yeah. I would probably make them, less than even money.
Yeah, they're strong favorites.
Now, are we seeding them as, like, creepy factor or what they've done? Or both?
I think we should rank them, seed them based on accusation. Like how
serious it is.
Everything that's coming out on Warren Moon sounds a little pretty bad, too.
Oh, yeah. But listen, all these guys are pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then I think you should also factor in, like, you know, what do you think of them before the allegations came out?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Louis C.K. is as serious as Harvey Weinstein, for instance.
Louis C.K., from what I understand,
he just pulled it out in front of
these women. Most of these women at some point even, like, consented to him doing it. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's necessarily, like, criminal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's tough. It's tough to put him in the same conversation as Bill Cosby, who drugged and raped women, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, I think if you go on factors, you'd have to put together a list of factors.
Yeah.
By how we seed them. So, seriousness of crime, how creepy they are, how original they are. Matt Lauer, I think, would be pretty.
Like, he caught you by surprise, right?
Well, it caught me by surprise, and he was creative. He had a literal bag of Richards in his office and a button.
Charlie Rose is pretty surprising, yeah. Too.
Yeah.
Like, who saw that coming? Let's be serious.
Would Donald Trump be in the bracket?
I mean, you'd have to be, right?
Yeah.
He's got some accuser who was out today talking about him.
Hmm.
Talking about how he like kept following her into other rooms. He kept open mouth kissing her, and she was like pushing him away.
Did he grab her by the?
I don't think so. I think he grabbed her by the breast this time.
Okay.
I mean, according to her, I'm not. Yeah. Who am I to accuse our president of anything, any wrongdoing? I can't imagine he would do anything.
Leaders we've ever had. So
that's right.
Don't be saying bad things about him. Let's try Joseph. Go, Joseph.
Hey, sports guys. This is kind of a hypothetical. If Dallas wins the next two games, plays the Eagles, and Zeke comes back and they win that game, what are the true odds the Dallas Cowboys, if healthy, could get to the Super Bowl, if you don't mind?
Honestly, I don't know the Cowboys were a Super Bowl team even when Zeke was here. So,
yeah.
I mean, they were pretty good, but I don't know if they were Super Bowl level. And I don't think Zeke is the biggest problem right now. So, I mean, I don't even know if they can make the playoffs, much less get to the Super Bowl. So I'll go the true odds of the Cowboys getting to the Super Bowl are under 5%.
I can give you a number.
Okay.
Well, actually, I can't give you a number. I can tell you this. Right now, Cowboys are higher than 80-1.
Okay.
That ought to tell you right there. Because RJ tweeted this out on Monday. Patriots 3-1, Eagles and Steelers 6, Vikings 8, Saints 12, Rams 15, Seahawks 18, Chargers 30, Falcons, Jaguars 33, Panthers 35, Titans 45, Chiefs 50, Raiders 70, Ravens 80, Packers 80. You did not hear Cowboys mentioned there. So I don't know what their... Everybody else is 100-1 or higher, including the Cowboys.
Jeez.
Okay. So that's probably not the most encouraging thing you wanted to hear there, but there you go. Is that Russ? I'll do one more call. Russ. Go, sir.
Russ?
All right.
I hear you crackling there, Russ.
I guess it's too much to ask for people.
It's too difficult. This phone call thing is
yeah, I think we're going to pass on it for the rest of the day.
I'm good. Thank God.
So tweet or text the show if you got odds.
You still need it. I'm done with it. You know what I do need? I need Dirk Free to come clean my floors.
Yeah? Is it a mess?
Yeah. It's been a while. It's probably overdue. Oh. Really? I could have sworn you said Dirk Free.
No.
Well, now I feel like I should just trade him out because I've already kind of started talking about Dirt Free. Now I'm going to make the people wait. All right. Then fine. I'll tell you about the Texas Star Grill Shop, which also very exciting. And Texas Star Grill Shop, listen, if you are thinking about cooking for the holidays, you're thinking about what you're gonna grill, maybe you want to smoke a prime rib or smoke a turkey or a ham, Texas Star Grill Shop is the place to start. Right now they're having their annual holiday sale, which means they've got a ton of awesome grills on sale now. And you really got to get out and take a look at these things, guys. Whatever your cooking style is, whatever you're looking to do, they'll point you in the right direction. And this Christmas, you want to make the best stuff. You got to do it with the best grill. Come see the experts at Texas Star Grill Shop to go through some of the options. They've got wood pellet grills like Traeger, Memphis, Green Mountain. I got a Pits and Spits from Texas Star Grill Shop made right here in Houston. Wood pellet grilling and is the fastest growing category in the grill business. Everybody's starting to do that. Texas Star Grill Shop also has the quick and easy gas grills, Weber, Saber, DCS, Napoleon. They've got charcoal, Kamado Joe, Premium, Primo, or the Weber Charcoal Center. They do it all. They can help you build an outdoor kitchen. They can help you design an outdoor kitchen. They've got a ton of components there on site. The store at 8905 Louetta, one of the largest displays of grills in the state. And they've got all the spices, the grill accessories, the wood, the charcoal. They've got it all. All prices are below retail. They've got free delivery and assembly on all grill purchases. I know because they came out and assembled mine absolutely free. Holiday sale. Stop by to see these exciting grills at Texas Star Grill Shop located 8905 Louetta in Spring or 2045 Southwest Freeway, which is the corner of Shepherd and 59 in Houston. It's TexasGrillShops.com. Texas Star Grill Shop. We have your grill.
Hey, guys. Need a lawyer? You know who to dial. Better dial Dave. That's my man. And the thing about Dave is he can help you with just about anything. And if you got a legal question, he's a guy to call. And the other cool thing about Dave is, you know, he'll if he can't help you, he'll send you somebody who can. So it doesn't cost anything. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. Specializes, of course, in personal injury. So if you've got a car, truck accident, slip and fall, overtime claim, anything, this is a guy to call. Or you can go to lawyerdave.com. And the cool thing is, if you need a doctor, they'll put you with a doctor. If you don't have money for one, and they take your case, they'll put you with a doctor. You don't have to worry about that. They're committed to your success. And if you don't know, if you're in an accident and you don't really know whether or not you need a lawyer, you probably do, because the insurance company is trying to screw you. And Dave will fight for you, man. He's a bulldog. He's handled all kinds of stuff for me. Give him a call right now, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or you can go to LawyerDave.com, and even if you're over in the Golden Triangle, he can help you out. Just let him know you're a blitzer. He'll take care of you. 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including A.J. Hoffman.
That's right.
Me. I'm on there, too. And more. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now at SportsMap.com. Clayton says, because it wouldn't be a week on the Blitz with at least one day where we ban calls for the rest of the show. I don't remember the last time we banned a call.
I would ban calls permanently if it were up to me, but it's not.
Well, kind of is. If you don't want to do them ever again, we don't have to. I think they're useful.
Typically, I just feel like, here's the thing. When people tweet or text, we can in advance see if what they're talking about is even worth discussing, if it's even worth taking up airtime with. When they call, first of all, it's a coin flip if they're even going to answer when we go to them. It's like, hello, sports. I mean, it kills me. It kills me. And then let's say they do say hello when we answer, then it's another coin flip if the call's going to be worth a damn or not. So we're talking about like 25% of the calls that we get are useful. 50%, they don't answer, or they go, and then 25%, they're talking about nonsense. It just seems like if there was a filter, I would be okay with phone calls. I don't mind talking to people. I just don't like talking to stupid people or people who can't figure out how to use their phones or turn their radio down, which seem like basic things, but apparently they're not.
John, should we just ban all calls?
Forever? Or is that too big of a decision to make on the fly?
I wouldn't say forever.
All right.
I think we can we'd certainly scale them way back. Which we have. We don't take that many calls to begin with.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the problem is when we do take them, if they suck,
maybe people have forgotten how to call.
The percentages of people sucking are just way higher.
Yeah.
So yeah, somebody says you should filter the damn interns. Well, that's another issue entirely. But all right, so we'll
Blackspot, as you said, that's why I usually tweet, since 80% of my tweets aren't worth a damn.
Who said that?
Blackspotted Zebra.
I'd say it's about 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short. So yeah. Okay, so we'll just do texts and tweets for a while. So okay. That works.
David says, what are the odds within the next 5 years two Texas teams win their respective championships? NBA, NFL, MLS, etc.
Next 5 years?
Are we counting that the Astros have already won one?
Yeah.
So you're saying the next 5 years, like
somebody else?
2018 through 2022? I'm going to go the odds are about 1%. But if we're counting the Astros already, and we can count the Astros if they win a second time, the odds go up. But if it's got to be two separate teams, I don't like that. Like I said, the Rockets do look better.
Well, that's the thing.
But I'm not willing
ESPN,
to put it in that.
ESPN has them number one in the power rankings right now.
Yeah, that's
fine. Over the Warriors.
That's fine.
That's our poll on SportsMap today's. Should they be number one or no, they're not as good as Warriors?
No, they're not as good as the Warriors.
I don't have to ask you that question. I already know it.
You already know.
But
I saw some stat on ESPN today the Warriors 6-8 without Curry in the last 5 years. Well, yeah, 4 of those years, they didn't have Kevin Durant on the team also. That's a bit of a misleading stat. Because now, I mean, it's a totally different team. Now they can afford for Steph Curry to be hurt and not miss a beat.
Stalker Brian is so creepy. Wants to know if he's still allowed to call hashtag Hi Fred. Well, today no one is. We're going to see how it goes. There are other ways to contact the show.
Yeah.
And so he says, it's worth noting that when our phones connect to your volume, on yours goes down drastically. It's near impossible to hear us on the other end. It's probably why people always have us on speaker. Well, that being the case, and for technical purposes, we shouldn't take calls.
Yeah.
If that's it.
Let's play a game here. Where's my phone?
All right.
I'm going to call the show. I'm going to see if that's true.
All right.
Let me take my headphones off.
Because if that's true, then that's an issue. Well, I can see that a little bit because when I've done call-ins before, I have trouble hearing sometimes. You've done call-ins. You going to go in the other room and do this?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do this just like it's a real call. And basically, we'll let the intern take it.
I put him on hold.
Okay, he's on hold. All right, so let's go to AJ in the Galleria area. AJ, what's going on?
Nothing. You just went to me, and here I am. And how do I sound?
You sound fine. Could you hear me?
Yeah, your volume changed 0 points when because I heard you talking, and then you said, let's go to AJ, and then I heard a, which meant that they've picked up my call, and then I started talking.
Interesting how that worked.
That's amazing. So
that's how it's supposed to work.
Okay. Hey, thanks for letting me call.
Sure. Thanks for calling in. Watch that traffic out there. It's bad, especially in the Galleria area. So, all right. So that myth has been dismissed, correct?
Yeah. That's fake news. It's normal.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, well.
This mic is, somebody's been jacking with it. It's just dangling. Mm.
So, yeah, that's debunked. There you go. Well, good. We just won't do it anymore. I'd like to ban texts, actually.
Okay.
Mainly.
Do you want to ban outside communication in general?
No, I don't want to do that.
Because some shows are really listener friendly. And truth be told, if it were up to me, there would be very little interaction during the show. I love to interact with listeners when we're off the air, like via Twitter and stuff. But sometimes it's tough on the air. Twitter's the easiest for me, but yeah. Like, and I don't read the text because it's too, like, it's anonymous. It's too anonymous, and there's too many douchebags. And phones, the technical aspect of it is just, it's a pain in the ass that people can't figure it out. And half the people are on, like, a Cricket plan or something where their phone doesn't work. And I don't know. It's just, there's so many things.
I like it being interactive, but because when we started really using Facebook beginning, and that worked out really well.
There was a good time.
And the thing with the text is you get some really good ones because I get there are people that don't want to be on social media. Believe me, I don't want to be on social media either, but I have to. And I think that's fine. It's just, but there's, you just have to sort through so much douchebaggery and crap that it's almost not worth it. And like that, I check it a lot less often now because, and I have a way to mute some of these guys. So there's like 5 or 6 numbers I have that it doesn't matter what they text. I never see it, but I still have to delete the invisible text.
Right.
So it's just, it's a lot of work to go in and do that. And I'm not sure it adds much to the show. I mean, there's some good stuff. So I don't know.
Oh, now you want dirt free?
Fair enough.
Now Jong wants me to do dirt free. 10 minutes later. All right, guys, clean your carpets, your floors, and you can help disadvantaged kids this holiday season. You can help them get a toy. Dirt Free Carpet Cleans partner with Toys for Tots. Again, they do it every year. They're going to clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. All you have to do is donate an unwrapped toy. When you give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, tell them you want to donate a toy to Toys for Tots, and when they come clean your carpets, your upholstery, or tile, they'll clean one room of carpet free and throw in a free speed dry. You better book it now, guys. They're going to pile up quickly here. It's going to save you up to $159. But get in there now. Get that free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase just by donating a toy for Toys to Tots. And the other carpet cleaning companies, they're leaving behind the unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt, allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. They've been doing it over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, air ducts, tile, marble. They'll clean the inside of your car if that's what you want them to do. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.